Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud Gimel. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page 236. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Shida Teva Umigdol, different kinds of boxes or cabinets, Shepischeya Min Atzad, that their openings are from the side, V'yesh Lahem Shnei Tzirim, and they have two hinges, Echad lemala ve'echad lemata. One is on top and one is on the bottom. So the halacha is im yotza hatachton kulo mimikomo. If the bottom hinge falls totally out from its place, aser lahachziro, you're not allowed to put it back in. Shema yiska, we're worried you might tighten it very much, and that will be an isra, as we'll see. Aval im yotza miktoso, but if only went out partially, dochako, you could push it, ad shemachziro lemakomo. So if the bottom hinge goes out totally, you can't put it back in, we're afraid you're going to tighten it, and if it goes out a little bit, then you could push it back to its place. Kevon sheha'elyon nishar b'mekomo, since the top one remained in its place, b'kal yochel lahachzir atachton, it's very easy to just push the bottom one back into place. Aval kishi yotza ha'elyon, but if the upper hinge fell out, aser afilu ledochko ulachziro lemakomo, then it's aser even just to push it back to its place. So when the bottom one falls out, it's more lenient, you can't push it back to its place. If it's only partially out, you can't put it back in if it's totally out, but the top one is more machmer, even if it just fell out a little bit, you're not allowed to push it back to its place. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Zayin. We said there's one on top and one on the bottom. V'yeshchor b'miftan. There is a hole on the bottom. Shatzir nichnas lesocho, that the hinge goes into. U'kinegdo yesh l'malo chorechad, and corresponding to that, across from that on the top, there's also a hole. Shatzir ha'elyon hu besoch achor, that the upper tzir is in that hole. So you have two holes on top, you have two pieces sticking out of this door, and therefore it's hanging on these two hinges, top and bottom. So he said if the bottom one falls out all the way, so you're not allowed to put it back in, k'shem yiska, b'chozek basichin ubiyesedos. We're worried you might put it back with strength, with nails, with pegs, shelo yuchal o latzeis misham, so it won't be able to come out anymore. V'havei makah b'patish. That will be an isser of finishing up a kli by tightening it to a point that it won't come out. That's makah b'patish. V'afilu heichi shachor hu be'emtza pesach ha'teva. Even in a case where the hole is not on top and bottom, but rather it's in the middle, the lo shayach lemigzar kolkach shemayiska. There, it's not shach. As we'll see in a moment, why that you might tighten it so much. Afilu hachi aser, still it is aser. The gazrinon beemtza atu min atzad. We aser when the hinge is in the middle, because it might lead to a case that you'll tighten it when it is on the sides. Va'afilu bitzirim shalonu shem mibarzel. Even our hinges that are made out of iron, aser lahachzir dalsei akelim. You cannot return the doors of kelim. The gazrinon shema yirash yatzir enotakua yafa. You might see that the hinge is not attached very well. V'yechaber oso b'masmer. You might attach it with nails. Let's finish one more mishabur, then we'll see an interesting note. Aval kishiyotza helyom. The top one went out even a little bit. You can't push it back to its place. It's more machmir. Dal yidei zehu nofel gamri. When the top hinge falls out, it totally falls from its place. So therefore, gam hadachika aser kmo chazara. Therefore, just pushing it back to its place is going to be aser, as if you are returning it fully to its place. Now, what is this case where the hinge is in the middle? So if you look at note number 17, he points out in the third line at the end, ubetam hadaver shedino shel tzir beemtza choluk midin tzirim shelamalu lamata. Why is the din of the tzir in the middle different than the tzir on the top and the bottom? That we said, really it should be mutter, we only ask for it because of the gzeira that you might stick in the ones that have the top and the bottom. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, shetzirim shelamalu ulamata nishorim besoch hachorim. The hinges on top and the bottom remain in their holes. Even when you open the door, the hinge stays. So you open the door, you close the door, these pegs are staying in the holes, so they're staying there permanently. There's a concern that you might wedge it in and keep it there very tight because it's there permanently. But if there is a hinge in the middle, you want to take the door off, so you got to open up the hinge. The hinge is in the middle. You're not opening and closing the door. You're basically taking the door off and putting the door back on. V'ein lachshul shemayiska. So since the hinge is only in the middle, so you got to undo the whole thing to take it off and then put it back in. So you're not going to wedge it in so tight. So there's less of a concern. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah said, the reason why that's also going to be usher is only a gzeira up to a case where you had the hinge on top and the bottom where it stays permanently, and there's a real concern that you might wedge it in a permanent way. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Siv Vav, Mito Shel Prakim, you have a bed that is made out of different pieces, Oser Lahachziru Lahatko, you're not allowed to put it back together on Shabbos. V'imtoka Chayav Chatos, and if you did, if you toka, you wedged it in, then you are Chayav, a Chatos is an Isidaraisa. The imhi darka lios refuya, but if it is normally done in a loose way, mutter lechatchila, you're allowed lechatchila to put it back together. Ubilvad shelo yahadik, Zakhtar Ramah, as long as you don't tighten it. So the first case of the Mechaber is actually the Machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah. If you ignore the Ramahs, the Mechaber just says a bed that comes apart and goes back together, you can't put it together. And if you did your chai v'chatos, but if you did it in a loose manner, it's mutter lechatchila. So the Mechaber just looks at exactly what you did. The Ramah adds on a chumrah, and he says, if it's darka lios refuya, it's not enough that you did it loose. It has to be that it's normally made to be loose, so then it's mutter lechatchila as long as you do it loose. So you need not only that you did it loose, but according to the Ramah, you need that it normally is put together in a loose manner. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah in that shortly. But let's go to the case number two of the Mechaber. The koshal prakim. Instead of a bed, now we have a cup that comes apart. So mutter lefarko ulachziru b'Shabbos. You're allowed to take this cup apart and put it back together on Shabbos. V'yesh mi she'omer she'din hakos k'din hamita. Some say no, the din of the cup is just like the din of the bed, and therefore it's usur to put it together. The Ramah says v'im darko lios mehudak. If its way is to be very tight, afagav de'achshav rafui usur. Even if you're doing it now in a loose manner, it's going to be usur. That's again the Ramah l'shitasa before, that it's not enough that what you're doing is rafui. It has to be that its derech is to be in a loose manner as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem, you have a mitel shel prakim. Hainu sha'asuya prakim prakim bishvil balei umanus. This bed is made out of different pieces for workers. Sheyuchlu loseis itam baderech. It's a traveling bed, so workers could take it with them on their travels. Ukisheboin al makoma, when they get to their destination, machzirin prokeh yachad umoshivinosa. So they take all the pieces, they put it together, and they have their bed. Sivkotan mem aleph. We said it's also to put it together on Shabbos. Gzeira sheme yiska biyasedo samasmer. Again, you might wedge it in with pegs and with nails. Tahave gemar malacha. That will be the completion of the malacha. V'chayim mishemakim patesh. You're finishing up a kli. If you wedge it together in a tight manner, therefore the iser will be makim patesh, finishing up a kli. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, dekeiman sheosa bezek kli gomer. Since you're making a complete kli, yuchayim mishem bona. So some say it's Makav Patrish, some say it's Binyan. That will be a discussion that we'll see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow in more detail. V'ayim b'simin shin yud alet sif alef u'bahagro sham. That's what we'll see tomorrow night, the beginning of simin shin yud alet. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'aytos ha'kotam embeis. The Ramah said, v'in hidarka, if it's its normal way to be loose, and you do it loose, it's going to be okay. D'shuv ein lochush klau shema yivaloskoa. Zok the Ramah, if it's normally done in a loose way, so then we're not worried, you're going to wedge it in, you'll do it in the normal way, and therefore it's mutter. Sivkotan men gimel shalo yahadik. The Ramah said, as long as you don't wedge it in, the rafui v'enu rafui. If it's loose and not loose, it's somewhere in the middle, usir. It has to be specifically loose, not just a little bit less than wedged in. It has to be mamish loose. Sivkota mendal, the next case of the Mechaber, koshal prakim, a cup that comes apart. Sheyesh kos and beforekin osol mi'al raglo. There is a cup that it gets detached from its base, from its leg. So it's a cup that you can take off the top part and separate it into two pieces. So we said in the Mechaber that it's a machlokas. The first shita said you're allowed to take it apart and put it together on Shabbos. And the second shita said it has the same din as the bed, that it's aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lefarko l'achziru is mutter, kishehu rafui. Again, if it is loose. The atam, and the reason why this is lenient, is the ein derech lahade kol kach b'chozek shiachoshek motkia. It's not the normal way to tighten the cup so much with such chozek that it should be considered like a tkiah that you wedged it in. The alkein ein locho shemayitka, therefore there is no gzeira shemayitka and it's mutter. V'hayesh mi she'omer svirlei. The second sheet of the Mechaber brings in, which says the cup is like the bed, that's because kevan al kaponim derech lahadik. It might not be derech lahadik kol kach, but l'maisa it is derech lahadik. You do tighten in some way, and therefore the second sheet holds that's grounds to aser it as well. So therefore, gam b'rafui aser. So even if you do it loose, it will be aser according to the second shita. Kemo b'mita shel prakim, like the case before of the bed that comes apart. Says the Mishnah Berurah Baraita, Kosov Magen Avraham, the koso shelonu ha'asuyim b'charitzim saviv, our cups that come with grooves around it. Kemo elu sheyesh shroif samuch l'raglam. It has like an area that you could screw it from the bottom. Muhudakim b'chozek. So if it's a cup that the two pieces get screwed together, so then it goes on very tight. So lokuyam aser. Everyone agrees to screw that cup together on Shabbos, or to separate it will be aser. Vikisui ha-kelim, coverings of kelim, afilu imasuyim kach shari, even if they're made to screw on and off, when it comes to kelim, it's mutter. Dehasam ein asuyim l'kiyum, there it's not made to be lasting and to be tightened so much. Rak lepaslan ulesagran tamid, a kli that the cover comes on and off, even if it's screwed on, it's made to come on and off, so you're not going to do it so tight. Ken kas vataz, so right, it has. Even kelim that you're not allowed to take apart, you're not allowed to put them together, but if they are whole kelim, mikomokom metaltel and shari, even though you can't take them apart, but you can move them, they are not mukza. V'lo gazru ela b'menorah shedakel hisparik, they only acid by a menorah because that tends to break apart, and where you might put it together. But a regular kli, even though you can't take it apart or put it together, you are allowed to move it. It is not muktzah, and we are not worried it's going to fall apart. Kemoshe kosav so simen reish ayin tes v'chol kayotzebo avodover shein darko lehisparik shari betutl, something that's not normal to fall apart, you are allowed to move it. There is no problem of muktzah. Sivkata menvav yesh mi sheomer, this is the second sheet that says the din hakos is kedin hamita. L'chatchila, once we machmir like the shita that he should not put together or take apart this cup, just like it was a bed. Achim hu l'tzarech Shabbos. However, if it is a need of the Shabbos, yesh lismoch adei arishona, then you can rely on the first shita that the cup is more lenient than the case of the bed. And the reason, again, we said before was because it's not the normal way to be mahadige kol kach b'chozek. Sivkata memzayin shedin hakos is kedin hamita. Same thing when it comes to a shtender in the shul that you keep your svarim in. Imhu shall prakim, if it's made of different pieces, so it would have the same din. The one again who would aser by the kos, like the mita, would also aser by the shtender. Sivkotan memches, the Ramah said at the end of the sif, it's darko lios mehuduk. Even the cup, if it's normally made to be tight, even though you're making it loose, it's aser. Rotzolomar lios mehudok v'takua b'chozek. It means it's made to be tightened and plugged in and wedged in with strength. Shebazeh af ha-tur shudei rishon amodud aser. In that case, even the tur, which is the first shita that's lenient, would say it is aser in that case. I'd like to see one more sif, and then we'll see a very important note. Sif Zayin. Korah shenishbara. You have a beam of a house that broke, and you're afraid it's going to fall down. So mutter l'somcha ba'aruchos hamita. You're allowed to hold it up and lean it on the bedboard. So you can move the bedboards closer to keep this beam from falling. Why are you allowed to move the bedboards closer? Shame kli. Because bedboards have a din of a kli, so it's not muksa. Lo kidei shetala. You can't move the bedboards to push the beam back to its place. The imkain havalei bona, because that would be building. Elo kadesh lo teired yoser. You could just move the bedboards towards this beam to prevent it from falling down further. Vehushu refuyim sheyucha litlam kashiyirtza. And it's only if you're putting the bedboard against the beam in a loose kind of way that if you want to take it away, you can easily do it. Avol im mahadkum sham aser. But if you're going to tighten it over there, that it's stuck together, that would not be allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kata Memtes. The reason why you can move the bedboards is because they have a din kli. The eno kli rak eitz ba'alma. Let's say you don't have a bedboard, you have just a piece of wood, kemomaka, like a stick. Afal pisha muchan hu letaltel. Even if you designated it for use before Shabbos, for all time use, so it's not mukta. Mikomokom aser lesamcho tachas akora. So even this non mukta piece of wood, you're not allowed to use it and move it closer to keep the beam from falling down. The dummy labona, that's similar to bona. Because even though it might not be mukzah for you, but it certainly doesn't look like a kli, so it looks like you're building, it's aser. The Yerab and Tosefa Shabbos argue in the Magen Avram, umatirim b'chol davar sheshem kli alav l'inyatiltel. They say, no, whatever has a shame kli l'gabe tiltel, if you made it not mukzah by designating this piece of wood for all time use, So even though it doesn't look like a kli, but lemaisa it has a din of a kli, it's not muktzah. It's mutter. Kevan shu oser rak kadesh lo teirid yoser. Since you're only using it, so it shouldn't fall down more. It's going to be okay. V'ayim prim gadim. The imahatkam, but if you move the bedboards closer in a tight way, it's going to be usser. Hatam de mevatel kli mecheno. The reason why it's usser is you'd be mevatel the kli, the bedboard, from its intended use. She'enu yochol shuv litlo misham b'shabbos. Now, if you tighten it in such a way, you're not allowed to take it away on Shabbos, so now you mevatel the kli from its intended use. Then eno tochu b'choza kol kach shari. But if it's not so tight, then it would be mutter. I'd like to read part of note number 25 now. Note number 25 is going back to Siv Vav. We said that covers of kalim, if they're made to come on and off, you have a jar that screws on and off the cover. So the Mishabura said, Kisui ha kalim afilu masuyim kashari. If they're made to screw on and off, it's mutter. Tahasim ein asuyim lakim. They're not made to be kept closed. Rak lepaschen ulasagran tamid. As opposed to the cup, you put it together, you want it to stay as a cup, so you might leave it there. But a container or any other kind of kli that you screw the cover on and off, it's made to go on and off, and therefore even when you screw it on and it's tight, it will not be a problem of binyan, it will be mutter. So if you look at note 25, he says, the gedro shall heter zeh. The gedr, the pshat, the hezbir of this heter, writes the Chazonish. Shekevan she'efsher l'shtamesh b'kli im ha'michse yasagr l'olam. Since you can't use this kli if the covering is on always, nimsa sha'ofen ha'shimush b'kli hu ha'yedei psichasa v'sigrasa. So the way you use this kli is you open it and you close it. That's the way you use it. L'fikach, therefore, skiras ha'michse eina chashuva k'gmar melechas ha'kli. Therefore, when you cover it and you screw the cover on, that's not considered the completion of a malach of a kli. Elo kashimush bo. That's how you use the kli. You use the kli, you put stuff in it, you close it. You want to take it out, you open it, you close it, you open it. That's normal use of the kli. Aval klisha markivin oso kedei lehishtamish bo. But a kli that you're putting together in order to use it. Right here, you're not putting it together to use it. Use it but when it's on and when it's off. You just put it on and off, depending what your use is. But a kli that's only usable when you attach it, like the cup, even though you might take it off and take it back on, you might take the cup apart, you might put it back together, that is usher to put back together, that is the gemar melacha. Skip the next paragraph. The Alpi Biuro Hanal, based on this explanation of the Chazon Ish goes on to explain a very important halacha. Sheyesh bechibur zerem chashmal b'machshir chashmali mishum iser bona. Because of this understanding, the Chazon Ish holds that using electricity on Shabbos is an iser daraisa of binyan. Sheaf alpi shaderech lahadlik ulechabos esas chashmal b'chol shimush v'shimush. Even though electricity is used, you turn it on, you turn it off, it's on and off all the time. Mikomo kom still. Kevan shashimush b'machshir hu rakesha chashmal zorimba. Since the use of this item is only when electricity is connected and the current is going through, so chibur hazerem choshev kimar melechas hamachshir. It's like the case of the cup. The case of the cup, it's only usable as a cup when it's attached. So too, when you connect the electricity, you put on the electrical device, so that's when the electricity is able to go through. It's only used when you attach it. Velo kishimush bo. And that's why he holds that will be an iser daraisa. There's a famous machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Hashem Zalman. Hashem Zalman says electricity is only Issa de Rabbanon. So the Chazon Ish holds its binyan. If you skip the parentheses that you bring down, Vagon Hashem Zalman Orbel Don Lomer, he has a tzad to say, Shekevan Shaderach Lahadlik Ulechabos Esazerim B'chol Shimush V'shimush. He says, no, since you put together and take apart the flow of electricity, which with every use, lefika, therefore, afke she'ena zerem zorim b'machshir, even when the current is not going through the item, harehu choshev kekli shalim, it's still considered like a kli shalim, umishum kachibur zerem achashmal eino gemar melachas hamachshir. Therefore, he holds that's not considered binyan. The Chazon Ish says when you put it together, so that you're creating the kli that's able to be used for electricity, and therefore it's a problem. Shlomo Zalman says, no, since it's made to open and close, it's considered a kli even when it's open and it's not usable, and therefore he holds that electricity would not be an iser of binyan, and that is a famous machlokas between, there's a lot more about the machlokas, that's just what they bring down over here, between the Chazon Ish and the Shlomo Zalman. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow with Sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.